Allah khaliq kulli shay. Don't you understand, people? Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the disposer of affairs over all things. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belong the keys of the heaven and the earth. And those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah, such are the losers. Still we delay, still we put it off. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say to them, do you order me to worship other than Allah? O you fools, O you ignorant ones. This is a magnificent ayah. Would that we had the courage to act upon it. Allah is saying, think about it. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He is the creator of all things. We're all going back to Allah. Allah is making the decision. Then what happens to our thinking? Why can't we obey Allah? Ask these people, do you order me to worship other than Allah? Worship means obedience. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship. In other words, you alone do we obey Allah. And you alone do we turn to for help. And if someone tries to stop you from that, if someone tries to distract you from focusing on Allah alone, from the reality of La ilaha illallah, then be harsh with them. Don't compromise. Don't apologize. Tell them, do you order me to worship other than Allah? O you jahils? What is a jahil? Whom do we call a jahil? Someone who is ignorant and illiterate maybe. Allah's eyes, a jahil is one who tries to persuade people not to obey Allah. Now we need to think about it. Could we be amongst the jahilin? Is that what we're trying to dissuade people from doing all the time? Or maybe we're falling into the trap of the jahilin. And indeed it has been revealed to you, as it was to those before you, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. If you do shirk, your deeds will all be in vain, and you will certainly be among the losers. Now it's not that the Prophet ﷺ was na'uzubillah going to do shirk. The message is for us. If the prophets are being told this, then who has given us permission to commit shirk? بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. Worship Allah alone. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And be amongst the grateful ones. Our perception of Islam is this bleak and mournful religion. Allah says, كُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Your perception of Iman should be joyous, that you're thanking Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. How do we thank Allah? By using our faculties for His command. By using our faculties for His deen, for the lifestyle that He has told us. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. What happened? They did not value Allah as was His right. Now let's think about it. What is Allah's right? How does Allah introduce Himself right in the beginning of the Quran? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In other words, Allah is Rabbil Alameen. Now Rabb is one who's created, who's nourishing, who's sustaining. In other words, when we need risk, we ask Rabbul Alameen. We want children, we ask Rabbul Alameen. We want success in this world or the next, we ask Rabbul Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most forgiving, the repeatedly merciful. We want forgiveness, we ask Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We don't go to graves and ask dead people to pray for our forgiveness. We don't go to peers and ask them to intercede for us with Allah. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And then, the most important, Malik Yawm al-Din, Master of the Day of Judgment. We want success on that day, we please Malik Yawm al-Din. We don't sit back and complacently rely on our born Muslim title. Or the Prophet will intercede for us. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. What have we relegated Allah to? To this placid deity who's just watching on benevolently, doesn't care if we're sinning, because that's His function, isn't it, to forgive us. Allah wants us to sin so He can forgive us. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They did not value Allah as was His right. He who is Malikul Muluk, King of all the kings, they did not acknowledge His magnificence either by words or by their actions. Because it's no good talking about Allah inspiring thee and praising Him all day long if I'm doing whatever I wish to do. What is Allah's right upon us? That He should be remembered and not forgotten. That He should be thanked and not denied. And above all, that He should be obeyed and not disobeyed. Now we can all think about it. Are any of us fulfilling Allah's right? مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They just didn't appreciate Allah as was His right. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Does that change anything? Just because we think of Allah as a God who's not going to say anything to us? It doesn't change reality. On the day of judgment, the whole of the earth will be grasped by his hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glorified be he, and high be he above all that they associate as partners with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that on the day of judgment, Allah will crumple up the heavens in his hand and say, Anal Malik, I am the king. Aina mulukulab, where are the kings of the earth? Aina al-jabbarun, where are the arrogant ones? Aina al-mutakabbirun, where are the proud ones? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is glorified above all the shirk that they're doing. Their petty disputes and their petty squabbles, Allah is much above that. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ, and the trumpet will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now what? All who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away. We will all become unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except whom Allah wills. ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى, then it will be blown a second time. And this is even more frightening. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْزُرُونَ, suddenly people will be standing, staring about. When do we stare with fright, with terror? We don't know what's going to happen next. In one verse, Allah gives us the depiction of the first part of the Day of Judgment. Just imagine that scene. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا, the earth will shine with the light of its Lord. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ, and the book will be brought forward. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ, the prophets and the witnesses will all be brought forward. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ, it will be decided between them with justice. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, they will not be wronged. The earth will be illuminated with the light of its Lord. اللَّهُ نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah who is the light of the heavens and the earth. No place to hide, no dark corners where you can skulk and hope to escape the ultimate retribution. أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا, the whole earth will be irradiated with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ, just as a student feels when he sees the report before him. وُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ, the book will be placed. What book is this? A'amalnama. Now would we await that with joy, with tranquility? Or would we be petrified, sweating with fright? وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ, the prophets will all be brought forward. وَالشُّهَدَى, and the witnesses. Why will the prophets be brought forward? The prophets will be brought forward and Allah will ask them, did you convey? And when they say yes, Allah will ask them, what response did you get? What has been our response to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's it? Or do we follow his lifestyle? Do we follow his teaching? Do we follow his commands? We'd better prepare an answer for that day. And then that's not it. وَالشُّهَدَى, the witnesses. Now which witnesses are these? You're the witnesses. We are all the witnesses. كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, thus we made you a moderate nation that you may be witnesses upon mankind. Whether we like it or not, this honor or this burden has been bestowed upon us. We, the Muslim Ummah, will be asked collectively, did you convey this message to the rest of mankind? See, this 85-year-old American woman converted to Islam, and she died 2 weeks later. 2 weeks before she died, when she accepted Islam, she said, I am so angry with the Muslims in my neighborhood. They have this treasure, and they hid this treasure from me. And Amina Salmi commented, it's not that they hid the treasure, it's that they didn't even know about the treasure themselves. We don't think of it as a treasure. We're ashamed of Islam. We seek to hide our Muslim identity. But on that day, Allah will ask us and the rest of the world, oh, you Muslims, you who said La ilaha illallah, did you convey this message? Did you convey this Quran to mankind? In whatever way you were able to do so? In whatever sphere of influence you possessed? And the people will be asked, not just that we can lie and say, yes, yes, Allah, we did our best. No, they will be asked, did they truly convey the message to you? Now we can think about it. What are we going to say before Allah? We who haven't even studied the Quran, we who haven't even bothered to convey to our children, what are we going to say when Allah says, did you convey to the rest of the world? وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ, if we fulfilled our responsibility, then we will be rewarded. But if we did not, if we weren't even aware of the responsibility upon us, then we know what to expect. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, And don't think that this punishment is harsh. They will not be wrong. وَوَفِيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. Every person, man, woman, child, teenager, every person will be paid in full for what they did. Not for what they said. Talk is cheap, for what they did. And Allah is best aware of what they do. See, Allah knows when we do something what our true niyyah is. Whether we're doing it so people admire us and people come up to us and praise us, or we are doing it for Allah's sake. He is best aware of what they do. وَسِّيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ الزُّمَرًا. So now the judgment has been taken. The judgment has been passed. Either you're the winners or you're among the losers. There's no third option. And those who disbelieved, those who disobeyed, will be driven to hell in groups. Till when they reach it, the gates thereof will be opened. And its keepers will ask them, did not the messengers come to you from yourself, reciting to you the verses of your Lord and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, Bala. Why will the keepers ask them? Won't they know? Yes, but this is done to intensify their anguish and their bitterness. Like when you make a terrible mistake and you're paying for it and someone says, didn't you realize what you were doing? And that makes you feel even worse about it, that yes, I did realize. I just didn't think about it. They will say, yes, but the word of torment has been justified against the disbelievers. قِيلَ دُخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. It will be said to them, now enter the gates of hell. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Living therein forever. We go through 5 minutes of pain and we call out, when will it end? I wish I could die. No death over there. No relief. And indeed, what an evil abode of the arrogant. What is arrogance? Rejection of the truth. We know what's in the Quran, but we're not acting upon it. And contempt for others. Contempt for people who are trying to follow the Quran. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And those who are Allah conscious. What is taqwa? Just that I say, oh, my heart is pure? No, that the signs of that Allah consciousness are manifested in my dress, in my speech, in my actions, in my interactions with people. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. That I take on the colors of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. Who is more beautiful than Allah in color? Those who are Allah conscious will be led to paradise in groups, like an honored delegation. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Till when they reach it and its gates will be opened. Subhanallah. They won't have to wait. And its keepers will say, Salamun alaikum. Peace be upon you. Tibtum. You have done well. You earned this Jannah. And Allah's mercy rewarded you with paradise. فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. So enter here to live therein forever. We get any blessing, there's always this nagging fear at the back of our mind. How long can it last? I hope these good times last. It's too good to last forever. Allah says, enter here to live forever. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ. And they will say, all praises belong to Allah, who has fulfilled his promise to us and has made us inherit this land. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. We can dwell in paradise wherever we will. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. How beautiful a reward for those who do something. Not those who just talk, or those who just rely upon Allah's mercy. Those who do something. This is the vision of a moment. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. At all times, all praises belong to Allah because He is Rabbul Alameen. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. And you will see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Glorifying the praises of their Lord. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And it will be judged between them with truth. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it will be said at the end of the day, when the judgment has been taken, either we're in Jannah or God forbid in Jahannam, it will be said, Alhamdulillah. Whether you're a winner or a loser, Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, Rabbil Alameen, Lord of the worlds. Suratul Mu'min, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hameem, Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim. Hameem, the revelation of the book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Knower, the forgiver of sins, the acceptor of repentance, the severe in punishment, the bestower. La ilaha illa hu. None has the right to be worshipped but He. Ilayhi al-Masir, to whom is the final return. Allah gives us several attributes. Now the choice is ours. Whether we want Him to forgive our sins, whether we want Him to accept our repentance, or we've left our sins so that He can punish us. Right now, the choice is ours. As Allah said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am according to my slave's concept of me. مَا يُجَادِلُ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. None disputes in the signs of Allah but those who disbelieve. So let not their ability of going about here and there through the land deceive you. Don't be deluded by their millennium celebrations and think, oh, these people have it made and Allah must be pleased with them. Don't be deluded by their prosperity, by their glamour, by their wealth. The people of Nuh and the confederates after them denied before these, and every nation plotted against their messenger to seize him and disputed by means of falsehood to refute therewith the truth. So I seized them with punishment. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابٌ. And how terrible was my punishment. Thus has the word of your Lord been justified against those who disbelieved. أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. That they will be the dwellers of the fire. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Those angels who bear the throne and those around it glorify the praises of their Lord and believe in Him and ask forgiveness for those who believe. Now here we find something beautiful that Allah is saying, if you are so busy serving my deen that you have no time to pray for yourself, then do not worry, even the angels are praying for you. We learn from a hadith that everything in the universe prays for the scholar, the one who is studying Allah's deen, the one who is teaching Allah's deen. So much so that even in the fishes in the sea pray for him. What is the dua of the angels? O our Lord, you comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who repent and follow your way. Not that we say complacently, oh, the angels are praying for us. Those who repent, once we read, once we study, then we internalize and act upon it. Otherwise that knowledge will go against us. Forgive those who repent and follow your way and save them from the torment of the blazing fire, O our Lord, and make them enter everlasting gardens which you have promised them, and to the good among their fathers, their mates and their children. Now it's not that and admit all their families along with them as well, only those who are good amongst their parents, their mates and their offspring. Innaka antal azizul hakim. Truly you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. You know best who deserves this reward. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And save them from the sins. And whomsoever you save from the sins, Dabbe, فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. Him indeed you have taken into mercy. Now this is very strange, that these are people who are serving Allah's deen. And the angels are praying for them. But what are the angels praying? Save them from sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us never to become complacent about anything good we might be doing. Never to rely upon any good deed. What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's, one of his most repeated du'as? Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deenik. O reverser of hearts, make firm my heart upon your deen. Not that he said, well, I'm the Prophet of Allah and my guidance is assured and I'm going to Jannah. No. And the reason that he read that du'a so often was to teach us a lesson. No matter how much we might be serving Islam, no matter how pure we might think ourselves, this is the du'a that we need to pray, that Allah let there be a constancy in this guidance and in this abstaining from sins. Whomsoever you save from the sins, from the evil deeds, him you have taken into mercy. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the true success. Those who disbelieve will be addressed. Allah's aversion was greater towards you in the worldly life when you used to reject the faith than your aversion towards one another now in the fire of hell when you were called to the faith but you used to refuse. Now look at the difference between the two scenarios. The choice is ours. If we wish, we can be amongst those, inshallah, for whom the angels pray. And if we wish, we can just go on delaying and go on procrastinating till this is what Allah is telling us. Those who disbelieve, who reject, will be told that Allah's aversion was greater towards you in the world when you used to reject His truth. See, we learn again and again in the Quran, Allah tells us the dialogues that will ensue between the people of hell and how they'll be bitterly blaming one another and complaining and saying, you are the ones who led us astray. Allah will say, the way you hate yourself now, You hate yourself for having wasted all that time. Allah hated you even more than this. And that will make them feel even worse. When you were called to the faith, but you used to refuse, they will say, "Oh, our Lord, you have made us to die twice, and you have given us life twice, that is life when we are born and life when we are resurrected, and death." And they will go on to say, "Fa'tarafna bidhunubina, now we confess our sins, is there any way to get out of the fire?" Allah will say, "No. To delay our repentance, to delay our istighfar till we are in the fire, will help none of us." It will be said, this is because when Allah alone was invoked, you disbelieved. But when partners were joined to Him, you believed. So the judgment is only with Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. It is Allah who shows you His signs and sends down rain with which grows provision for you from the sky. And none remembers but those who turn to Allah. Only such people can derive a lesson from the signs of the universe. We find on one occasion the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with his companions and it rained. So he removed his cloak so that a few drops fell upon him. And the people asked him, "Why have you done that?" And he said, "Because it has recently been with its Lord." See, this is the vision of the mu'min, that in everything he sees Allah. Whether a flower, whether a rainstorm, he remembers Allah. But only those people remember who turn to Allah, who think about Allah. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. So call upon Allah, making worship pure for Him alone. When we pray, we should be praying for Allah. Not that people are watching and we make our prayers long and humble. When we read the Quran, we should be reading for Allah's sake. Not so people admire us. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Making it exclusively, completely and utterly for Allah and Allah alone. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if people dislike this. رَفِيعُ الدَّرَجَاتِ. Why? Why focus on Allah alone? Because He alone is the owner of high degrees, the owner of the throne. He sends the revelation by His command to any of His slaves that He wills, that He may warn men of the day of mutual meeting. يَوْمَ الطَّلَاقِ. Now what mutual meeting is this? The day that we will meet with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other believers. You know, like when you read about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you read about the companions and you say, "I wish we could have met them. I wish we could have lived in those days." Then if we do good, inshallah, Allah will unite us with them on that day. Meeting with our future companions, either of heaven or of hell. The meeting with our amalama, the day that we will be told, "Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba." This day your own nafs is enough as a witness against you. And the day Allah says, يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ. On that day when they will all be exposed. What exposure is this? There are different aspects. The Prophet ﷺ once said, all mankind will be resurrected, barefoot, naked and uncircumcised, engulfed in their sweat which reaches up to their very nostrils. Hazrat Aisha said, how shameful, won't people look at each other? And the Prophet ﷺ said, people will be too distracted for that. They'll be frightened out of their lives. They won't have time to look at each other. Now, barizun means something else as well. That inner envy, or hatred, or venom, or hypocrisy that we manage to fool people, and we manage to conceal it from others. يَوْمَهُمْ barizun. That day, everything will come out. حُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. All the secrets of your heart will be exposed. Now, we should think about it. Are our secrets such that we could bear this thought? That everyone knows what we've been thinking? Everyone knows our true reality? يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ. On the day when they will all be exposed. It's no good fooling people some of the time. We cannot fool Allah. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. Nothing of them will be hidden from Allah. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Ask them, whose is the kingdom today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. For Allah, the One, the Supreme. Allah doesn't say Al-Ghafoor or Rahim over here. He says, for Allah, the One, the Supreme. This day shall every person be recompensed for what he earned. La zulma al-yawm. No injustices this day. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Truly Allah is swift of reckoning. On that day, everyone will be recompensed. And warn them of the day that is drawing near, when the hearts will be choking the throats, and they can neither return them to their chest, nor can they throw them out. An extremity of terror. There will be no friend, nor an intercessor for the wrongdoers who could be obeyed. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah knows the treachery of the eyes and that which the hearts conceal. See, Allah tells us, يومهم بارزون, the day when all will be exposed. And we think, well, only I know about certain sin that I thought or did. What is this treachery of the eyes? Any lustful gaze, any gaze when we look at something which we were not supposed to look at. And وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, that which the hearts conceal. Any unlawful feeling, whether of desire or of hypocrisy or of venom or hatred or envy, anything forbidden that we don't want people to find out about. And we think to ourselves, well, only I know. Allah says, I know that as well. He knows the treachery of the eyes. Look at the words used. Only when you look at someone, only you know what you're truly thinking. But Allah says, no, I know it as well. وَاللَّهُ يَقْضِي بِالْحَقِّ, and Allah judges with truth and justice. No one will be wronged. While those to whom they call besides Allah cannot judge anything. Certainly Allah, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. أَبَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, have they not traveled in the land? The mu'min doesn't sit on one corner praying to Allah all day long. He travels and he studies the signs of the universe. Have they not traveled in the land and seen what was the end of those who were before them? If we've been to Egypt and seen the pyramids, what good did all that strength do to them? They were superior to them in strength and in the traces in the land. But Allah sees them with punishment for their sins. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ, and none had they to protect them from Allah. That was because there came to them their messengers with clear proofs, but they disbelieved in them. So Allah sees them. Indeed Allah is all strong, severe in punishment.